morning. I would like to recognize my co-authors, Elisa, Pam, and Lily, and we are all with the California Heart Disease and Stroke Prevention Program. And we have nothing, nothing to disclose. This study was performed using data from the California BRFS, the Behavioral Risk Factor Survey. This is a computer-assisted telephone interview. And in 2005, which is the year of this study, we had approximately 6,000 respondents to the survey. The emphasis of the survey is on health behaviors in the California population, and it's 18 plus. And the survey itself is jointly funded by the CDC and the state of California, where public health programs participate in the survey. And the survey has been ongoing in California since 1984. By way of background, as you may know, having high blood cholesterol is a leading risk factor for cardiovascular disease. And accordingly, Healthy People 2010 calls for a reduction in the proportion of adults with high blood cholesterol. So we want to look at the prevalence of cholesterol and also look at factors that are associated with having high blood cholesterol using these data from the BRFS. And in this case, we wanted to pay particular attention to the respondents' eating habits in relation to their high blood cholesterol status. So as I mentioned, in 2005, there were a little more than 6,000 adult respondents in California to the BRFS. And we classified each respondent as having or not having a healthy diet. And that variable is actually an index, and it was created using data from fruit, vegetable, and fruit juice consumption data. So there are some questions pertaining to daily consumption of fruits and vegetables and fruit juice, and we used compiled those into an index. And we also classified each respondent as having or not having high blood cholesterol. And these are all self-reported data. So for the high blood cholesterol question, there's a screening question: have you had your cholesterol checked? And then that's followed up with, were you told that it's high? So these are the folks who have been told they have high blood cholesterol. So first we produced stratified prevalence estimates, and this both for the healthy diet index variable and the high blood cholesterol variable. And then we performed some bivariate analyses in order to identify candidate variables for inclusion in the final logistic regression model we would be building. And so we built the model looking at the factors that are independently associated with the outcome of interest, which is the dichotomous, has high blood cholesterol or does not. And we evaluated the goodness of fit for the model. In terms of the results, here we have first the prevalence estimates stratified by race, ethnicity, and gender for having a healthy diet. And as you can see, 42.8% of California adults overall had, or self-reported that they were eating a healthy diet based on this index. And overall, females report that to a greater extent than do males, and that's true pretty much across the racial ethnic groups as well. The highest prevalence we found was for females who are white, and the lowest prevalence we found was for males who are Hispanic. Secondly, looking at the high blood cholesterol prevalence estimates, there was an overall prevalence of 25.7%. Again, these are self-reported data. There's overall no real difference by gender, except if you look at it across gender and race ethnicity, and it varies a little bit there. The highest prevalence is among the African-American females, and the lowest prevalence is among the Hispanic males. Turning now to the results of the logistic regression, in this table you can see the odds ratios and the 95% confidence intervals for these independent factors. As you can see, the first three there, diabetes, health insurance, and multiple high blood pressure diagnoses, all have an odds ratio greater than one. In this case, you would read that as, for example, with diabetes, compared to those without diabetes, those with diabetes have 1.94 times the odds of also reporting having high blood cholesterol. So you can kind of think of this almost as a risk, although it's not a true risk since this is all cross-sectional, and we're not following these people to find out if they will, in fact, develop high blood cholesterol. So the bottom four variables there, those odds ratios are less than one, as you can see. So in contrast to thinking of the others as a risk, you might think of these as sort of protective. And again, remember, these are cross-sectional data. So being Hispanic, being a smoker, exercising, and then the one that we were particularly interested in, having a healthy diet, all have this sort of protective effect against also reporting high blood cholesterol. In terms of the conclusion, what we saw is that there are some comorbid factors, for example, diabetes and high blood pressure. This, again, that was multiple diagnoses of high blood pressure. These are associated independently with having high blood cholesterol. And again, it was sort of a risk there. And then there were certain positive behavioral factors, namely exercise and healthy eating, which were shown to be sort of protective against having high blood cholesterol. And the implication here is that whenever we're trying to do something to reduce the burden of high blood cholesterol and cardiovascular disease, it's imperative that we consider including these positive behavioral factors in any kind of multifaceted strategy that we would promote. And just for more information, I put some websites. The first one is for the BRFS in California. The second one is the program in which I work, the California Heart Disease and Stroke Prevention Program, and then my own contact information. Thank you.
I'm going to next present. Oh.